We are officially free agents.
What?
For their information, na maalam na po ang Pipe Network.
Oh, free agents.
We are free agents. Sabi ko sa'yo, di ba, we'll outlive them all.
Di pati yung network.
Movie podcasts, horror podcasts, lifestyle podcasts. And so we did. We even outlived our own podcast network, di ba?
I don't think that's a good thing or something to be proud of to say.
Sinabi ko bang mabuti ka? But in all seriousness, thank you sa Pipe for their support these past however many years that they existed. May pakiusap lang ako sa mga podcast network na interesado na kumuha sa atin.
Wow.
Please don't overwhelm us with inquiries. Hinay-hinay lang sana. We'll consider every offer. Don't worry. We'll make sure each of you will get ample time for your pitch. Okay. So I am appealing for calm.
So meron ka kasing podcast recording mood, diba? For a few episodes back then, you're always rage-filled. And ngayon, and some episodes ago, you're delusional.
Hindi lang. Ano? Matagal na akong delusional. You're still listening to...
Please pause season 5.
Staring up TV trouble and movie mischief.
Since 2019.
And for many years more.
Wow.
Tagaan nyo yan sa bato. If you're with us for the first time. For Mike and I, we live in the Philippines. We're married. Quote of the week.
Flowers are flowers because they fall.
Kulang ka.
Sandali.
Ano?
Eh ano ba? Gusto mo yung simula?
Oo.
Ako yung dulo. Then there's the wind.
Accepting death isn't surrender.
Mm.
Flowers are flowers because they fall.
And then there's the wind.
Lady Mariko of Shogun. We are still on a mission to understand and appreciate movies and TV shows through our little podcast on TV and film. Ang galing ha, sync tayo ng quota.
And then Lady Ochiba.
Oh yeah.
Ang karugtong. So if you haven't already, follow and subscribe to Please Pause, available in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and other major podcast platforms.
Pa-follow na rin kami sa Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Threads, and Letterboxd at Please Pause PH. That's the Please Pause Podcast. Let's be moots.
And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends.
Thank you so much for helping us reach more TV and film fans. My network wala. As we always say, mas maraming kapos, mas masayang conversation. Spotify ratings, wala na, skip na ako.
Hindi ako naka-check, pero sige, skip na lang.
Oo, skip na lang. Ganun din naman yun.
Yeah, I know.
As for Spotify followers, maniniwala ka ba na this past week, we have one new Spotify follower.
Yay!
Oh, diba? Always growing. One follower at a time.
Mm-hmm.
If you just discovered the podcast, don't forget to rate Please Pause on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening to podcasts. 5 stars na. Thank you in advance. Wala na kaming network eh. Sige na. And thank you for joining us every week for meaningful
and meaningless conversations on the stuff we watch.
Kuntuan lang.
Spoiler free so you can listen worry-free.
Tayo-tayo lang naman. So ito ang fall episode natin. Kasi Fallout, Fall Guy, The Fall of the Pipe Network. Ang ganda, di ba?
Hindi ka makaget over.
Diretsuhin ko na, Fallout.
You're a graduate of the Ateneo Law School and a registered lawyer. Why am I not impressed?
Ikaw yung grabe makapilit
sa dry run ko lang. Dinadry run ko lang in case I need to play it. May sound check lang, okay?
Okay.
Sound check lang. Hintayin ko pa naman yung sasabihin mo. Ha? Alam mo namang bilang... alam mo namang bilang producer, syempre dapat handa ako, di ba? So, Fallout, mapapanood sa Prime Video by Amazon kung sa number 1 siya sa Pilipinas at number 2 pa rin hanggang ngayon ang Marry My Husband dahil bukang wala nang ibang K-drama sa Prime Video.
E di ba may Queen of Tears ayun sa Netflix
eh,
na
speaking
rave?
Speaking of K-drama, buti nabanggit mo kasi I've watched like maybe 20 minutes of the first episode. Mm. I haven't seen anything that screamed, you have to see the rest of this series yet.
Remember Reply 1988?
Alam ko naman. Naintindihan ko naman yun. Mukhang maraming tao may gusto nito. So if you watched Queen of Tears, let us know why this is worth the investment. And that's our first tangent. Babalik na ako sa Fallout. According to IGN, Prime Video second most watched show ever daw. 65 million views in the first 16 days of launch. Created by Graham Wagner and Geneva Robertson Doret. Produced by husband and wife tandem Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy. A partnership probably best known for Westworld.
Oh.
You're a graduate of the Ateneo School and a registered lawyer.
Tinan
why
wala?
Am I not impressed?
Tinan wala, gagamitin ko talaga eh.
Tingnan mo lang.
Jonathan Nolan directed the first 3 episodes of Fallout. Based on the Fallout role-playing video game series from Bethesda, I haven't played the games. Ang alam ko lang about it was from Clueless Gamer ni Conan O'Brien. I guess the series really held on to the aesthetic of the game, at least from what we saw. The Vault Dwellers' uniforms, yung retro-futuristic technology, the Pip-Boy, power armor. The story is said to be canon, and critics have praised the series for the way it feels like a true extension of the games. We'll trust the people who played the games for their take on that. Bethesda had rejected different attempts to adapt Fallout into a film or TV series in the past, until Jonathan Nolan came along. The series stars Ella Purnell as Lucy, Aaron Motin as Maximus, and Walton Goggins as Ghoul. Renewed na daw sila for season 2. Ang premise ng series, it's been more than 200 years since America was destroyed in the nuclear Armageddon of 2077. Lucy comes from a vault, an underground bunker where survivors took refuge after the nuclear attack and has been living there since. Descendant na siya of the first dwellers of her vault. Maximus naman is a member of the Brotherhood of Steel, a cultish militaristic organization operating on the surface, or as they call it, the wasteland. They collect technology, yun ang modus nila. And last but not the least, the Ghoul is a mutant working as a bounty hunter. He has been alive since before the first nuclear bombs dropped. Silang tatlo ay may kanya-kanyang mga pangarap sa buhay at sila ay nagsisikap lumaban upang makamit ang tagumpay Fallout.
Hindi kapayapaan or something?
Mapapanood na sa Prime Video. Oh, kamusta naman ang Fallout?
Wala akong alam sa game at all. Like, hindi ko alam na nag-exist yung Fallout. So, I'm coming in with no idea whatsoever. The opening scene was interesting naman kasi ito na nga yung nuclear destruction of the United States, as you said. Medyo nag-falter lang for me when they switch na to 200 years later and then there's this vault. Hindi ko kasi masyadong naintindihan yung violent stone that they used during a chaotic scene there. Although si vaulty character nga na si Lucy, she's definitely a heart stealer. She's good, she's honest. Also honest about her wants and desires as a woman. And suddenly, diba, she has to live through the harshness of the surface. They did a good job interlacing her naivety and survival. Disinterested din ako dun sa brotherhood appearance at first. And effectively bothering yung character ni Maximus. Like, does he have psychotic tendencies? Like what we were initially thinking? What's his deal? Hindi rin nakatulong that he reminded me of Conqueror Kang. Who had multiple personas, so parang mas nakakonfuse tuloy. But my interest got back naman starting episode 2, where we see more of the Ghoul, and these characters started interacting with each other. I don't know how much yung alam ng gamers of the story, like alam ba talaga nila yung storyline na to, or is it a new story for everyone altogether, tapos ginamit lang yung elements of the game that the gamers can appreciate. But I enjoyed naman yung unraveling of the whole plot. I also like yung mga flashbacks about sa life ni Ghoul.
Canon nga daw siya.
Meaning?
Part siya ng game universe.
So karugtong. Hindi siya karugtong. Like retelling of what's happening in the game. Yun nga.
It's a story within the game universe.
Pero hindi nila alam yung plot. Like, hindi siya adaptation.
Hindi. Well, adaptation siya ng world.
Oo nga. Pero hindi siya like Harry Potter na kung nabasa mo yung book. Hindi alam. That was my question.
It's a new story. Pero canon siya.
Okay.
Sabi mo sa akin after episode 1 ata yun, sabi mo, ako na lang manood.
Di naman, ikaw lang yung nagtanong. Sabihin mo, ako na lang ba manood dito?
Sinabi mo yun eh.
Hindi, di naman ako sumagot eh, kasi nga, I gave it a chance.
Kunyari ka pa.
You're a graduate of law school and a registered lawyer. Why am I not impressed?
Meron din naman siyang lesson na na-appreciate ko on how to be a good boss. In fairness kay ano ah, yung superstore guy, actor who played Squire Thaddeus here, diba? Gusto ko siya here. What I also liked is hindi mo alam kung sino yung mga characters yung magkakasama-sama later on, sino magkakampihan. And along the way, part na rin siya of how the story unfolds. Pati yung unraveling of the characters' personality themselves, right? Like si Norm, for example. Kala mo parang walang kwenta.
Wala siyang kwenta.
Lit-lit kasi niya. Pero there's also a storyline with him. So overall, Fallout, okay dokey. You mentioned Westworld. Better naman than Westworld for me.
Alam mo yung season 1 ng Westworld, maganda naman siya para sa akin eh.
Yeah, I guess.
dito sa Fallout, I have to say though, it was a very long 8 episodes.
Was it?
I mean, literally ah, ang haba ng episodes niya, at least an hour.
Yeah.
Oo. Literally and figuratively, it was a very long 8 episodes. I wonder why they didn't do weekly releases. My uninformed analysis when it comes to these binge series is that the streamer isn't confident that they'll be able to maintain the audience's attention week to week. Not that the series isn't any good, ah. And syempre, there's a certain way to format stories intended for that release model kasi. So, baka naman, in the first place, hindi naman talaga siya intended na, alam mo yun, per episode drop.
Hindi sila confident it's gonna be Shogun or The Last of Us.
Yeah.
Last of Us siguro kasi para silang game adaptations. Oh,
yun na nga.
Yeah.
It's just that, itong ang big budget flagship shows na to, usually, they aim for that talk of the Twitter town status every week, eh.
Mm.
Diba?
Yung ano ba, The Boy? Prime Video nga ba
yun?
Ano yun?
Actually, I'm not sure. I think, kung hindi ako nagkakamali, weekly din yun.
Okay.
So, yun na siya eh. Kailangan pag-usapan ka eh. Except when it comes to Netflix, ha? Kasi Netflix is still stuck on the binge model that they pioneered. I mean, ito ha, compare and contrast. Binanggit mo na nga, The Last of Us. I can't wait to see what happens next. Diba?
Tapos dito,
not so much.
Para sa'yo pala yung soundbite na yun eh. Pinapasa mo na naman sa akin.
Again, not that it's not any good.
Mm.
Okay? We also started watching The Sympathizer on HBO. I wanna watch the next episode now. We just can't find the time. It's that feeling when we're watching Shogun, X-Men 97, and The Bad Batch.
Mm. The Bad Batch ko nagulat ko, tapos na.
That's just kind of been missing for Fallout.
Okay.
Anyway, Jonathan Nolan and company built an interesting world with a compelling history. I'll give them that. There's commentary about capitalism and war and corruption, all wrapped in a fun post-apocalyptic, I wanna run around and kill zombies and mutated monsters, irradiated coating. Yun, yun siya. Sabi mo nga, Lucy's naivete establishes the offbeat humor of the series. Credit to Ella Purnell's performance.
And her eyes.
Unfortunately, her quest across the wasteland felt a little flat for me. Not that it was uneventful, not that there weren't any sights to see, not that there weren't any characters to meet. I'm sure the gamers appreciated it. Maybe it was just the pace of the MacGuffin-driven plot. Hindi ko alam. Pero sabi ko nga, it was a very long 8 episodes. I was just more invested in the mystery that Lucy left behind in her vault.
So mas interest ka kay Norm.
Oo, yun yung gusto ko nang malaman eh.
Gusto ko rin yung
nangyari.
Nakakunot na noon ni Norm or yung mataba niya.
Yung si Norm nga tsaka yung community nila.
Tsaka parang, si Chet. Gusto ko si Chet. Ano pangalan? Cousin Chet?
Oo, yung gatekeeper.
Oo, yung super tankan. Oo.
Yun yung parang parati kong tinatanong, kailan ba sila babalik dun sa vault? Gusto ko nang malaman eh. Ano ba talaga sikreto.
Kasi ang ano, diba, ang shady ni, what's her name, yung nanganak?
Yung eye patch lady. Now, of course, we recognize that fans of the games must have a different level of appreciation for this canonical adaptation. I'm really happy for them. I respect Bethesda for waiting for the right pitch that would do justice to their IP and not just settling for the quick money grab. But do I want to find out what happens next? Yes. Am I too excited about it? Maybe not particularly. Break muna tayo dyan.
We'll be back after this. May ka-partner na pala yung one new Spotify follower natin.
Oh.
We also have one new Spotify rating.
Oh, chinek mo pa talaga.
After a month. Eh kasi medyo pangat na magsabi after more than a month next time.
So, one star ba siya?
Mahirap eh kasi nga one decimal place lang yung rating. So, pwedeng, pwedeng hindi.
Di ba regularly ka nanonood ng TV Patrol?
Yung ano lang, certain segments lang.
Well, you're watching out for some power sector updates or weather news or whatever.
Mm.
I'm watching out kung sino ang celebrity star patroller nila for the night.
Bakit? Para tibang meron? Hindi
sometimes
naman
sometimes lang. Malay mo, minsan surprise.
Mahulaan mo naman kung kailan magkakaroon pag may patapos na show, pag may pa-start na
show. I know.
Oh.
To each his own, okay?
Okay.
Pero may good news ako sa'yo.
Mm.
TV Patrol daw. Mapapanood na sa All TV for free. Nakita mo yun?
Yeah, I saw that.
Pero sa May 13 pa ata.
Okay, does it matter
kung kailan? Pero may pa-contract signing pa sila eh, the other week. Si Camille Villar was one of the people who spoke there. Parang siya ata yung welcome remarks.
Okay.
And as people would remember, she was one of those who voted against the renewal of the ABS-CBN franchise.
Talaga?
Oo, kasama siya.
Hindi ko na maalala.
Pero, you know, water under the bridge. Raging waters under the bridge. The flash flood that destroyed the bridge. I'm just trying to find the right words. Idiomatically speaking. Pero sabi nga ni ABS-CBN CEO Carlo Katigbak dun sa ceremony.
Forgive and forget?
Sabi niya, let's put all of the past behind us.
Oh.
Malit na bagay, di ba? Of course, profit is a great motivator for corporations.
Who's to gain from here?
Siyempre, may bayad yun, di ba?
Okay.
Ano ba? Duh!
Alam bakit sila libre? Papayag? Sabi mo kasi kanina for free. Hindi yung nag-stick sa akin.
Mapapanood natin for free.
Oo nga. I mean, yeah. Okay. Oh,
pero alam mo, I just wish that I could be half as forgiving as them. Unfortunately, I am an extremely petty person.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yung mga times when the right thing to do is be the bigger man? Sometimes pag ganun, ang iniisip ko talaga, it's so much more satisfying to be the smaller man.
Okay.
Alam mo yun, tipong shrink down Ant-Man style, then punch him in the nuts. Parang mas madali kasi yun eh, tsaka mas masaya yun eh.
Do you have a specific example in mind that you wanna share?
Hindi, wala naman.
Ah, okay.
Pero,
akala, kasi parang,
in general,
hindi ka na makaantay magkwento eh, about your small man moment.
Again, water under the bridge. People are worried about all sorts of political implications. I mean, hindi naman sikreto, di ba, na sila Villar family ay...
I don't know, depende kung hindi ko kaya sagutin para.
Thank you, Senator Mark. Pero may mga nagsasabi lang, undue influence daw sa news. But who cares? Ano
bakit
naman?
Popular ba sila ngayon? Parang di rin naman sila narinig.
Eh di, pero alam mo na, syempre, they own the network.
Kapag nagka-incident ulit si Madam, baka hindi na basta-basta.
Ba? Lalo pakilang mga tao dyan. Ako kasi, ang mas concern ko talaga ay yung ating electromagnetic spectrum. Because it is a limited resource. Kaya nga tayo nagpa-franchise eh.
Mm.
And hindi lahat nabibiyayaan ng right to use it to broadcast their crap or whatever all over the Philippines. It just makes me sad to see parts of the spectrum wasting away when someone else may have better use for it.
Yeah.
Kaya ako, gusto ko naman tulungan yung All TV eh. Kasi nakakalungkot nung
kailan ba nun? Ang pinitch na show for them, diba?
Eh yun na nga. Kaya nga, I mean, nakakalungkot ng kailan ba yun yung nag-stop taping yung lahat ng shows nila? Last year ba yun?
Maybe.
Or basta, diba? Hindi ka ba malulungkot dun? Kasi apparently walang nanolo. So ito, libre lang to. I have more TV show ideas for All TV. Di ba magfi-finale na yung Can't Buy Me Love?
Mm.
I have a pitch for a sequel.
Okay.
Can't Buy Me Love. Ang premise niya, si Wilson Chu as one of the richest men in the Philippines.
Nagtayo na siya ng...
I mean, GLC, di ba? And whatever, kung saan pa niya kinukuha yung pera niya. Sa Can't Buy Me Love, nag-decide siyang tumakbo as mayor ng Maynila.
Okay.
Siyempre, makangampanya siya, di ba?
Dati president siya, di ba? Ngayon, mayor na.
Oo.
Saan? Probinsyano nga ba siya
yun?
President?
Ibang show na to eh. So, kailangan niya mag-withdraw sa banko ng 50 million pesos in 100 peso bills. I think 50 million can buy me love.
So, anong point ng pitch mo?
Tatakbo nga siyang mayor.
Yung
mga
yun?
Chu, bilang one of the richest families in the Philippines, papasok na sila sa politika.
Okay.
Duh. All TV. Hello.
Sige.
Ito naman eh. Ang hina mo naman makapick up eh.
Wala kasing compelling whatever. Bakit yun na yun?
Work in progress, okay. Ang harsh naman ito eh. Nagpipitch pa.
Masyado akong na-fixate sa pag-withdraw. Like, dahil di mo na na-withdraw in one go. Every episode ba, may count na kung magkano yung na-withdraw. Ganon.
Nag-brainstorm pa lang eh. Ito naman eh. Ah, itong next pitch ko. Feeling ko kasi it would be a good idea to bank on established titles. Kaya nga, di ba, Can Buy Me Love, sequel siya. Especially for all TV. Kasi they're trying to attract viewers, di ba? Siyempre, okay yun na i-attract mo yung existing viewers. So, di ba, may senior high.
Uh-huh.
May sequel pa nga eh, High Street.
Mm.
Etong sa akin, Senior High on Fentanyl. Pero hindi to political. Dito political show ha, where an old man is talking gibberish for hours on end. Ha. Drama siya. Tungkol sa opioid epidemic sa US. Ang daming series nang nagawa about that eh.
Yeah.
Syempre makikiride tayo dyan, di ba?
Okay.
Sa Netflix pa lang eh, meron nung Painkiller, Pain Hustlers, lahat ng klaseng pain. Pati nga Fall of the House of Usher eh, di ba? Yun yung ano, yun yung parang isang theme niya eh, Big Pharma. Oh, okay ba?
Sige.
Oh, ito, last na pitch ko na. Kasi kakanood lang natin ng Arthur the King last week, di ba?
Mm.
Na-inspire ako sa owner and dog relationship portrayed by Mark Wahlberg and Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
Gusto kong gumawa ng comedy drama na sitcom about a man and his dogs.
Okay.
Mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy. Marami siyang mga tuta, parang 101 Dalmatians. Yun yung idea ko.
Okay.
So, syempre, heartwarming, may moral lesson, may theme song na nga ako eh.
Oh, sige.
Mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy. O, di ba? It just rolls off the tongue.
Yun na yun. Theme song mo.
Hindi pa. Mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy. Tumalon ng bakod. Yung iba. Mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy. May mga naiwan pa sa kanya.
Ang galing mo ah.
Alam mo, dahil close tayo, I'm giving you a once in a lifetime offer. Before the sitcom becomes a Filipino classic, bago siya ihanay sa Home Along the Riles, sa Palibhasa Lalaki, at sa OK Cafe Rico, I will give you the opportunity to get in on the ground floor. I will give you a chance to name yung mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy. Dapat cute names ha. So, sino ang mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy? Pangalanan mo. Wala kang maisip?
Sandali, nag-isip ako ng magandang name.
Ang daming tuta ni Tatay Rudy, wala kang maisip?
Cynthia.
Matandang aso na ba? Tututa lang eh.
Bakit? Ano naman? Pangalan lang, di ba?
Camille, ayaw mo?
Pwede. Kasi Camille sabi mo bata. Oh.
I can see a poodle named Camille. Sounds pang mayaman, di ba?
Okay.
Ronald, ayaw mo? It's a macho sounding name.
Ronaldo siguro. Oh,
pwede, pwede. Uh-oh. How about Harry?
Nasaan na yun? Ay, yung aso, sorry.
Potterhead kasi si Tatay Rudy eh. Potterhead ha, hindi pothead ha. Magkaiba yun. I think Harry is a nice name for a pug. A sweaty, chubby pug with those beady eyes. Na-imagine mo ba? I can see it.
Okay.
Di ba?
Okay.
Tapos si Harry, mahilig siyang makipagtahulan kay Sal the Chihuahua. Kasi parati magkaiba sinasabi nila. And they both claim to represent Tatay Rudy.
Robin.
Pwede, pwede. Mm. Christopher. How about Christopher?
Masyadong mahaba.
Eh di, ano, nickname.
Tupi.
Pwede. Hindi ba klase yung Christopher?
Ang cute haba kasi. Yun.
I think it would be a nice name for an askal na kinupkup ng pamilya. Pag humahabol siya ng ice cream truck or mailman, nagchi-cheer yung mga bata sa kalsada eh.
Kasi...
Go, go, Christopher, go! Ayaw. Diba okay yun? Cute naman yun ah.
Okay.
Magtatayo na nga ako ng production house eh. Parang di naman masayang yung mga ideas ko for TV shows. Kakalabanin natin ang Dreamscape. Hellscape Productions. Kwentong Pilipino!
Love your own.
Love your own hellscape. There's no hellscape like your own. Ang galing mo mag-brainstorm. Aww. This is such a productive episode.
Thank you for your appreciation.
Tingin mo kayo makakapasok tayo sa Prime? Baka makakuha tayo ng streaming deal sa Prime niya na.
delusional level ramped up.
Feeling ko bebenta yung mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy. Mga tuta ni Tatay Rudy.
Sumali ka kaya sa mga writing workshop? Diba may mga ganun?
Feeling ko first day pa lang, makikick out na ako.
Or not. You just have to find the right camp.
Wag na. Sasayangin ko lang oras nila. But speaking of TV shows, Shogun, natapos na with episode 10. And that's the book. It was intended to be a one-off miniseries, so there's no season 2 expected. But who knows? The creators invested a lot in it. People really loved it. Maybe they'll decide that there's more money to be made out of it. I saw some comments from creators Justin Marks and Rachel Kondo that they're open to doing a second season. Pinag-usapan na natin to previously when it premiered and we liked it then. This is a check-in now that it's over. Final thoughts on Shogun?
Di ba magaling ka nga mag-pitch ng TV shows? Magaling ka rin mag-pitch ng mga one-liner or so sa mga shows. Meron kang ano, di ba? Shogun. Show clean, show good. Tapos last time, sinabi mo rin, panoorin ano? To kasi may napupugutan ng ulo, may nagsesepuko, may nag-haiku. Lalang, nakakatawa yung mga ano mo.
Masyado mo
rhyming.
Namang, masyado mo naman ako nilalagay sa pedestal. I mean, you don't have to.
Feeling ko kasi yung drive mo to be able to think of those stuff already says a lot about how you like the series. Compelling naman nga yung mga characters here. And I also like how they indulged us in some of the day-to-day nung mga Japanese nung time na yon, like negotiating courtesan rates, the art of tea pouring, tsaka mga meetings. Alam mo, ang dami nilang meetings, di ba? Tapos sabi ko nga, the characters are compelling whether they are good or bad. Si Yabushigi kasi he's the most interesting and complex one, I would say. Di mo alam if you love him or hate him ba eh. Sometimes, isipin mo, di mo rin siya ma-blame kasi he was willing to get behind Toranaga naman at some point. Gusto lang naman niya malaman if mabubuhay ba siya or hindi. So I think his character arc was satisfying until the end of the series.
Maganda kasi yung pagka-weasel niya.
Alam mo yung alam din naman ng mga tao na ganun siya. Ginagamit pa din siya anyway and ginagamit yung pagka-ganun niya. There's this big transformation, di ba, of how Mariko-sama eventually presented herself to other people in the most powerful episode of the series, at least for me. And ang galing how consistently perceptive she was, which fuels her quick decision-making. Si Anjin naman, I like how the audience is also just as confused as he is kung ano ba talaga role niya sa series na to. And for some reason, favorite ko si Fujisama. Silang maglolo actually. Hiromatsu.
Yeah, yung Hiromatsu lolo. Yeah.
Unique kasi yung look ni Fujisama, diba? Compared sa other characters in the show. But despite her maamong demeanor, her feistiness still shows. I also liked how her relationship with Anjin turned out in the end. When the final episode ended, we were both, huh? Na for me, more of bitin naman rather than parang ano yun. Diba? Ano ba yung ham mo?
It's more of it's done. Alam mo yun? Parang ganun yung gusto niyang sabihin.
Yeah. But if you think about it, they've showed na rin naman talaga kung ano mangyayari. The penultimate episode was kind of verbally and explicitly explained dito sa final one. Di na actually kailangan yun eh, kasi nagets naman natin siya, di ba? Kung ano talaga yung naging ultimate plan ni Toranaga. So we could have done without that. But then again, I think yung conversation naman yun ay para lang naman talaga kay Yabushigi.
Well, that's true.
Why tell a dead man the future? Akala ko yun yung i-quote mo eh.
Eh pwede rin. Ay, maraming magandang i-quote eh. Pero na-amaze lang ako na pareho tayo ng kinote.
Yeah. So Shogun, thank you for the great 9 weeks.
I loved how they used the idea of seppuku. First time they showed it to us, we know that it's a part of their culture. But they made it seem like it's a senseless way to die. Then they showed how it can be used as a tactical maneuver. Then as a well-deserved punishment. To be honest, my Pentium 4 brain and my 1 gigabyte RAM of a memory took a bit of time to process the ending. Although, we kind of been expecting it all along. They're all pieces on someone's chessboard. And sometimes, the best one could hope for is a meaningful death. I wouldn't mind a season 2. But it's not safe to assume that it's going to be as good without a source material to guide them. Mm. I mean, it's loosely based on history. But the novel was a big part of why the show was as it was. Sabi mo na nga, just look at Game of Thrones, di ba?
Feeling ko ang dami pa talagang poems and meanings given a book nga siya.
Pwede. So that's it for Shogun. Oh, may kikwento ka, di ba? Ikaw naman.
So I, dapat we, oh, attended the screening of The Idea of You.
Nalalabas na rin sa Prime Video on
May 2.
2 days lang naman, mapapanood ko na
ano
din.
Ano ba? Nalito ka nung dating actually.
Umalis ka kasi ng maaga pag may lakad ka.
Kahit magbuka ko ng maaga, walang nag-a-accept. Dalawang app na nga yung pinagko-compete ko with each other eh. Sa isa, ginajack up ko yung tip para may mag-accept.
So hindi mo naintindihan yung movie kasi hindi mo nasimulan.
Hindi. Ano naman? This is one of those screenings that apparently start on time or siguro just a few minutes later than the screening time. Kasi diba so far in our experience, parang
eh, syempre,
hindi talaga
siya
nasusunod. Oo. Ito parang siguro yung allowance niya 10 minutes lang. Kasi pagdating ko, parang kaya nandun ako sa second row kasi alam nga namang, di ba, umakit-akit pa ako maghanap ng seat and disturb other people's view. Yung usual na nagpi-play yung music, medyo lively pa yung atmospheres, may mga pangalan pa sa screen, yun yung naabutan ko. Wala naman siguro akong na-miss.
Feeling ko meron. Feeling ko na-miss mo yung what would change the story entirely. Tinan mo, panoorin natin sa Thursday.
O nga pala, mapanood ko naman na rin pala agad kung anong na-miss ko. The Idea of You is based on a novel of the same name by Robin Lee. It stars Nicholas Galitzine.
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 Hindi ko alam, I just assume. Pero that's how I pronounced it ever since.
Kasi ikaw napanood mo na siya, diba? Sa Red, White, uh-huh, and Royal Blue, where he played Prince Henry.
Uh-huh.
Hindi ko siya kilala prior. So, when I told someone I'm gonna watch a screening, sabi niya, ano yun? A movie with Anne Hathaway and some guy. Sabi niya, kawawa naman si some guy. Sabi ko, sorry, hindi ko lang talaga siya kilala. And of course, Anne Hathaway from our teenagehood. So, yung premise, Nicholas Galitzine is Hayes Campbell. He's part of the boy band August Moon. So, syempre, fictional boy band yun. And then, he meets Solen, a 40-year-old single mom na played nga by Anne Hathaway.
40 years old na ba talaga si Anne Hathaway sa tong buhay?
Baka, kasi ilang taon na ba tayo? So, yun, it's a romance drama film about these two people. Obviously, strikingly malaki yung age gap.
Ah, okay. Buti sinabi mo. Kasi malay ko ba kung 40-year-old boy band member si Nicholas?
Ay, hindi ko ba nasabi yung age? 24 years old siya. Yung
pwede
character dapat.
Pwede rin naman yun. Bakit? Malay ko ba kung Westlife siya or Backstreet Boys?
So, the story, di ba? Hindi naman na siya unique. I mean, marami ng ganito. Forecasting Love and Weather. Ay, hindi pa.
Hindi.
Mali. Crash Course in Romance. Bakit ko pati silang nai-interchange? Kasi parang mahaba yung title.
No, hindi. Tama ka. Forecasting Love and Weather nga. Yun
hindi.
Yung mas bata yung isa.
Oo nga. Pero hindi yun yung nasa isip ko.
Ah, okay. Whatever.
Kasi parang feeling ko naman hindi ganun kalayo yung age nila compared dun sa Crash Course in Romance.
Hindi rin naman ganun kalayo yung
age nila. I know. Hindi 24 and 40. Pero siguro looks wise.
Alam mo ang pangit ng mga example mo. Ang dami pang iba.
Ann Curtis and ito na naman ako. Ano? Some guy. Sino ulit yung
si Marco gumabaw.
Ayun, dumabaw kasi yung nasa isip ko, magkakamali ako kaya some guy na lang. So, di ba marami ng ganito? But what makes this good for me is the mature and grounded treatment. Anne Hathaway here is a mother. So, mature na siya. She's proud of it that she's a mom. And the way she talks din to the younger ones in the group are as expected of her maturity. I like how nawalang over-the-top drama yung mga scenes. The conversations are genuine. And you can feel the pain that one character went through as he or she was telling it yung story niya. It also shows what is beyond a fairy tale happy ending. And not all decisions, even if with good intent, will not be without bad consequences to the people around you, especially made complicated by the public eye. So watch the movie for Anne Hathaway, who still exudes the same charm as she did in Princess Diaries and Ella Enchanted. Di ko kasi masyadong napanood yung mga more mature movies niya eh. Siguro yung next nun ay Bride Wars. Hindi rin yun mature. Di ba meron siya mga Love and Other Drugs?
The Devil Wears Prada?
Oh, Devil Wears Prada din pala. Hindi naman yun, ano rin yun, light pa yun eh.
Okay.
Pero di ba meron siyang yun nga, Love and Other Drugs, One Day, na inadapt na ng Netflix din into a
meron
series.
Meron siyang movie yung first nude scene niya eh.
Ano
na
yun?
Basta after nung teeny bopper years niya, merong isang movie na nagkaroon siya ng first
hindi
topless
yung,
scene
hindi
or whatever
ano,
where
Love and Other Drugs.
Every teenager in the world was like, what?
Tumanda ganda na rin naman sila along with her. As a Catwoman din pala siya, di ba?
Oo nga, oh.
Okay, so marami-rami na rin naman pala akong napanood of her. Except siguro yung mga super serious content. Yung guy, as I've mentioned, hindi ko siya kilala, but the tension that they have, you can feel it. Naghihiyawan nga dun sa screening eh, yung mga bakit? Tao kapag may kilig moments. Wala lang, panoorin mo na lang.
So, dahil yeah, kay Guy.
Dahil ka nalang dalawa.
Ah, okay.
Di kasi ako parang sanay gumamit ng word na chemistry because I don't know what it means exactly. Pero maybe yung tension yun. Okay. You'll really feel it. So yeah, this is the type of movie that you'll watch for the feels.
Okay, sige. Maraming salamat. Na-motivate naman ako ng konti para panoorin siya sa Prime Video.
Grabe naman, unti lang.
Kasama naman talaga dapat ako sa'yo.
Oo nga.
Eh, may meeting kasi dapat ako eh. Na-cancel lang
sana
ng last minute.
Sana
di
mo na lang
minute.
Sinabi na na-cancel ng last minute. Para hindi ako nainis.
I'm just being honest.
Thank you for your honesty. May ganung line sa movie.
Eh ako naman, syempre, kung may napanood ka, mas marami akong napanood na hindi kita kasama. Kampod, napanood ko na. You saw me watching it, but you were too busy to watch it with me.
Pinapanood mo naman sa akin yung mga cool scenes.
Yung mga fun scenes.
Naiyak ka na naman sa kakatawa.
Hindi mo na ako naiyak. Natawa lang ako. Directed by King Palisok, starring Derek Ramsey and Beauty Gonzalez. Nasa Netflix na kasi siya. It was an unusual MMFF horror movie in the sense na parang hindi siya yung typical na pangbarkada movie that will draw crowds. Eh, parang
the
hindi
Omen
siya pampasko eh.
The Omen. Ganun.
Medyo. I wouldn't be surprised if some would find this boring if they are not patient enough in the cinema.
Why? May payoff ba?
Meron naman. Pero yung simula lang kasi, alam mo yun, hindi nga siya yung typical na horror movie mo na takotan tilian na agad or something like that. Pero, di ba sabi ng mga tao, among the MMFF 2023 entries, wala raw tapon? Hindi ko pa napapanood lahat. Pero after Kampon, I can say na wala pa naman ako napapanood na trash movie so far.
Okay, akala so ko you far. Were gonna say something else.
Ah, akala mo ha?
Dito akala kasi ko sa, trash talk.
Dito kasi sa Kampon, you can tell that the filmmaker had vision down to their musical score. Favorite scene ko yung kay Kian Cipriano. Pinakita ko nga sa'yo eh. Kasi diba gabi, uh-huh. Tapos he was driving around. Hinahanap niya yung bahay nila, Derek Ramsey. Bumaba siya sa kotse. Tapos nagtanong siya dun sa tatlong creepy zombies sa tapat ng bahay, stalking Derek. Yung kina Martinez po, dito po ba?
Ano ba yung kahit sa, di ba sa through the salamin ng kotse, pag tumingin ka sa likod, halata naman kung ano sila.
I mean, dun siya nagtanong sa mga nakagulagulanit na damit and walang sapin sa paa. Not to mention na zombies sila.
Zombies nga talaga sila.
Oo nga. Okay. Eh di sinakal siya, di ba?
Namatay siya, di ba?
Alam mo, to be fair, tinuro nung isa kong sa inyong bahay bago siya sinakal. He was very helpful.
True to his character, tambay lang. Di ba yung mga tambay, busy daw sila kakaturo,
kakaturo
sa mga
ng direksyon. Isa pang napanood ko, Baby Reindeer, critically acclaimed Netflix series.
Ba't di mo yung pinanood with me?
Eh, wala
ka
eh. Nye, wala ka eh. Starring comedian Richard Gadd and Jessica Gunning. Based daw siya sa real life experiences ni Richard Gadd, but I don't know how much was creatively embellished. Ang storya kasi niya, alam mo na ba kung tungkol saan to?
Hindi. Si
Richard
Gadd. I would think Christmas, I don't know.
Nope. Si Richard Gadd, ang pangalan niya sa series is Donnie. Aspiring comedian siya working as a bartender. He did one nice thing for this lady, Martha, played by Jessica Gunning. And he couldn't get rid of her ever since. Stalker siya.
Napanood ba natin yung trailer nito? Para
I don't think so.
Remember it.
Okay, I don't think so.
Iba.
So, stalker siya ni Richard Gadd.
Okay.
Pero hindi gulagulanit yung damit niya. Tsaka,
hindi
siya nakapaa. Oh, hindi rin siya zombie. Basta email siya ng email, tapos araw-araw siya nandun sa bar, tapos bigla rin siyang umaten dun sa comedy show ni Donnie. Tapos it keeps escalating from there.
Okay.
Baby Reindeer yung tawag ni Martha dun sa bida. He's her baby reindeer. Ayan, kaya siya baby okay. Rain. Kaya Baby Reindeer yung title. Para siyang horror movie.
Ha,
pero
so horror pala to?
Hindi. Pero real life na pwede talaga siyang mangyari.
Wait, so you need to uplifting? Kasi yung title, Baby Reindeer.
I can see why critics loved it. It's not a light watch at all. And it's not something you watch if you want to chill.
Okay.
And one more na napanood ko pa sa Netflix, Parasite the Grey.
Y?
Parasite with a Y. Mm. Live action Korean spin-off nung manga and anime na Parasite. Not the Academy Award winning Korean film Parasite, ha?
Nope, spelled properly.
Oo, Parasite with a Y. Yung parasites kasi with a Y, alien creatures sila that take over human bodies. And once they do, they can do all sorts of stuff with a person's head. Nagiging tentacles, nagiging blades, ganun.
Oh, hindi metaphorical na namamanipulate nila yung iniisip ng tao or nababrainwash. As in physically.
Hindi, physical. Sumasabog yung ulo, nagiging, basta, nagiging weapon
Last
siya.
Last of Us.
Oo, nagmumukha silang ano, nagmumukha, ay, yung parang ganun. Or yung sa Stranger Things, Demogorgon, nagmumukha silang ganun.
O tapos?
Well, that produced moments of brilliant CGI. As well as moments of what looked like lazy TV budget graphics.
Bakit naman?
Basta, makahalata mo naman yung pinatong lang or something like that. And as usual, the parasites want to take over the world. Yung The Grey, sila yung parang task force ng Korea that deals with parasites. Tapos yung bida na si Su-in, na parasite din siya, kaso hindi fully.
So kalahati lang yung ulo niya, yung human. Tapos
hindi.
Kalahati,
hindi ganun.
Ano?
Mabait siya. Parasite.
Oh, parang sa ano, Demon Slayer.
Oo, parang
na
ganun.
Yung sister naging demon, pero mabait siyang demon.
Oo. Oh. Okay naman, there was this poetic battle in a Korean War Museum.
Poetic?
Oo. Kasi may commentary pa yung isang parasite na, humans sacrifice countless of their own kind for a single purpose. How unimportant human lives are to humans. Yung parasites kasi, they need living human hosts. Mm. So, kailangan nila buhay yung mga tao.
Okay.
I know some people will disagree, but I thought it was better than other Korean monster series.
Like...
Sweet Home, Gyeongsang Creature.
What's Sweet Home? Parang hindi ko
Monster din siya. And I guess ganyan talaga pag matagal kitang inaantay kasi kung ano-ano pinapanood ko. Give credit to me though. I'm saving the best ones for when I'm with you. Kahit gusto ko nang manood ng X-Men, Sympathizer.
Okay, alam mo ba, sinilip ko talaga yung Netflix account. Ay, hindi pala. Disney Plus account. Nakita mo na sinilip ko?
Hindi ko alam.
Kung pinanood mo na yung show ko na episode 10. Kasi feeling ko gusto, ginawa mo na kasi yun. Na pinapanood mo siya, tapos ang reason mo, because I wanna watch it again with you.
Tinitiis ko nga eh.
Thank you.
I hope you appreciate that.
Oo, sinilip ko talaga kasi susumbatan sana kita. Tapos sabi ko, wow.
Alam mo, that should
I commend the restraint.
That should be an official love language. Break muna tayo ulit.
The Fall Guy after one last commercial break.
Since na-bring up na rin naman yung times na inaantay kita, nung manonood tayo ng The Fall Guy, di ba we had lunch tapos you went off somewhere, and ang tagal kitang inaantay, wala namang problema dun. I can just do whatever. Inisip ko nga nun kung magta-time zone ba ako or bowling or archery. Matagal ko na rin gusto matuto ng archery.
Na-try ko na.
Na-try mo na?
Dun nga sa ano, hindi. Nung nasa Bohol kami.
Okay.
I told you.
Were you successful? Were you any good? Probably
mediocre.
Not.
No, I told you na hindi ko alam na ganun pala yun, na yung nilalagay mo between the parang slit nung arrow.
Oh, yung string.
Uh-oh.
Oh, duh.
I didn't know na ganun dapat.
Ano akala mo?
Hindi siya naka-attach doon.
What? So, ayun, iniisip ko anong gagawin ko. Kaso, number one, parang ang lungkot naman kung mag-isa lang ako. Number two, lahat ng activities na yun may bayad eh. So, sabi ko, I'll just walk around the mall. Libre pa.
Akala ko nag-stay put ka lang sa coffee shop.
Hindi. I was trying to complete 10,000 steps for health and wellness. Alam mo, natapos ko.
Really?
Oh, with some time to spare. With a lot of time to spare.
Di ba nag-errands ka pa? Bumili ka ng doorbell?
Eh, syempre, kasama mo na yun sa 10,000 steps,
diba? Nasabi
mo,
hindi na kailangan ng battery this time.
Oo, di ba?
Hindi ko alam kung anong ginawa mo sa previous doorbell natin, magpapalit lang ng battery, nasira mo.
Hindi ako sumirano. Sirano talaga siya. Sa ilang ikot ko nga sa mall na nagawa ko, kaya ko nang i-plot yung temperature gradient sa loob. Nahanap ko kung alin yung pinakamainit at pinakamalamig na parts doon. Dongbol.
Alin?
Pinakamainit yung dun sa center. Nagkukumpulan yung mga
kasi
tao.
Kasi doon nag-open yung door.
Oo. Oh. Pinakamalamig yung sa baba. Yung nandun sa mga services na area. Di ba mahaba pa yun? Oo. Ang lamig dun eh. Wala kasi tao eh.
Amazing. Pwede mo i-publish yan. Kasi di ba ngayon sinasabi sa mga news na yung mga malls there, hindi sila magreklamo kung yung mga tao pupunta lang dun para tumambay at hindi talaga mag-avail ng mga services nila. Kasi they're being sympathetic na ang init talaga and magastos kung sa bahay ka magpa-aircon. Ipa-publish nila yun para ma-distribute yung ano.
Kung sa...
Oo. Yung mga tao pupunta dun sa service center.
Public service announcement.
Gawa ka ng heat map. After literal heat map.
After 10,000 steps, we watched The Fall Guy. Released on May 1 here in the Philippines. We saw it from special previews the weekend before. I have a bone to pick with the SM near us. Kasi we wanted to watch it in IMAX sana. Mm. I know from the trailer that there's at least one scene where Ryan Gosling is shirtless. That's an IMAX experience. So, when I checked the schedule 2 days before, wala. I checked again the night before, wala pa rin IMAX. And that was okay. It's a special preview. It's not the wide release yet. So, bumili na ako ng ticket online kasi there were limited seats, di ba? Baka makakuha pa yung good seats. Mm. Tapos malaman-laman ko lang on the day may one slot din pala siya sa IMAX. Alam mo yun?
I don't feel that bad kasi yung upuan sa IMAX, hindi okay.
Gets ko naman, pero SM pwede ba? Umayos ka nga.
Ano ka ba? Nag-offline nga yung ticketing system nila minsan.
The Fall Guy, directed by action movie specialist David Leitch. Some of his recent movies, Bullet Train, Fast and Furious Presents, Hobbs and Shaw, Deadpool 2. The Fall Guy stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. It's a love letter to the stunt community. That's how they're packaging it. Ang premise kasi ng movie, Ryan Gosling plays Colt Seavers, a stuntman. Emily Blunt plays Jodie, a camera operator turned director. Love interest siya ni Colt. And they're making a movie in the movie. If you want to know more about what happens in the movie, I'll say this much. It's all in the title. The Fall Guy. Nandito rin si Hannah Richmond Tewida Waddingham, executive producer. And si Winston Mbaku Duke. Glory to Hanuman. Stunt coordinator naman siya. Then Aaron Taylor Johnson is also here. He's playing unreliable prima donna movie star Tom Ryder. I didn't know that this movie was based on an 80s TV series. Mm. It feels like Ryan Gosling has achieved A-list of the A-list status na, no?
Saan ba nagsimula? Yung A-list of the A-list status?
Probably La La Land kasi critically acclaimed yun eh, diba? Tsaka awards darling.
So hindi
yun
pa The Notebook. A-list pa lang siya nun.
Well, nagsimula naman kasi sa mga pa-rom-com, yeah. Diba? So, sabi niya sa guesting niya on Jimmy Fallon, he did the scene where he fell 12 stories himself, no stunt double, despite being afraid of heights. The reason he wore sunglasses during the fall was to hide the fear in his eyes daw, sabi niya. Ang isa pang pinagyayabang nila sa movie was how they set the world record for most cannon rolls in a car. Stunt driver Logan Holiday did 8.5 rolls on the beach scene. In his interview with Fast Company, Ryan Gosling said that a sequel is already in the works. It's just a matter of how the audience liked the movie. If the sequel's ever gonna get made.
Talaga? Parang okay na sa akin yung ending ng movie. No need for a sequel.
Eh mukhang sabi nila, there's still more story to tell. So, eto munang first movie. How was The Fall Guy?
If Spy, starring Melissa McCarthy, Jude Law et al., were to be pegged as loud or boisterous, The Fall Guy is gentler. And sometimes, literally. Kasi, mahina sila magsalita eh. Hindi ko ma-discern kasi walang subtitles.
What? Parang di ko naman naging problema yan.
I mean, I know may megaphone na hawak si si Emily Blunt, pero may times na parang...
I think it was just you.
Okay, maybe. And I guess figuratively din kasi more muted form of comedy siya and heartfelt at the same time. Hindi lang ako masyadong makapaniwala na hindi ganun ka-emotionally charged when they met again the first time. Maybe that's how it is with Emily Blunt's character to have moved on. Kaya hindi siya ganun ka-wildly vengeful and she's okay to be friends agad. Diba? Parang walang masyadong arte-arte.
They're trying to be professional. fresh.
And feeling ko kasi priority niya yung movie niya, kaya medyo meron siyang healthy distraction.
Hindi ba emotionally charged yung All Too Well?
Hindi kasi hindi sa side niya. Yun nga yung sasabihin ko next. While on the Galit other Jay! Hand, si Ryan Gosling, he was obviously still hurting from all the regrets. And nabanggit mo na, I love the All Too Well scene.
Galit si Emily Blunt.
Pero hindi siya nagagalit.
I mean, she set the guy on fire.
Ganun lang. Verbally yung minimin ko. Alam mo yun, yung kapag nag-usap, yung nag-confrontation, yung, di ba kung sa atin yun, parang...
Okay. Gets ko naman.
Oo. Parang, ito kasi parang kalma lang siya, pero, yeah. I mean, nagkaroon siya ng ganung moment na nakapag-vent out siya. But after that, parang okay na sila. The action sequences were fun in a comedic way kasi hindi sila tinatamaan ng mga bala or whatever. Okay rin naman yung mystery. You'll figure it out ahead along the way, but on average, hindi naman masyadong maaga. Mm. Kaya may enjoy mo pa rin naman yung mystery itself. It's a tribute to stuntmen and I guess to filmmaking din in general. They also have bits about props, diba? Hindi lang naman about the stunts, but of course, a big deal was about the stunt coordinator. And since it's about stunts nga, they were able to organically feature stunts in the off-script happenings in the movie. It was all fun.
I was kind of disappointed that they didn't really use You Give Love a Bad Name within the movie.
Yung paulit-ulit sa trailer.
Grabe siyang makahype sa trailer.
Yeah.
Sa first trailer, which is the one that was extensively shown in cinemas.
Yeah.
Yung second trailer, ibang song yung gamit nila eh.
Tapos may marketing video din sila na ibang song naman.
Audiences be warned, sa second trailer, they spliced and superimposed scenes in an out of context and probably misleading manner. Yung isa doon yung si Emily Blunt, yung pinapanood nila sa big screen, yung parang playback ng movie. Hindi yun sa movie talaga.
Okay.
Pero the first trailer talaga, shot to that! You're to
tapos
blame.
Isa pa ulit. Ulit, diba? Every time mag-change ng scene.
Oh.
Inantay mo ba? Inantay nga ba natin hanggang dulo? Never pinatugtog yun.
Hindi. Wala siya. Okay. Trailer music lang siya. Nakalagay nga sa OST eh. Trailer music.
Too bad.
It's a bit of a letdown because it was obvious that they wanted to hit needle drops.
Mm.
Some worked, some not so much.
May song silang tumatatak while watching the movie, pero after yun, nakalimutan ko na kung ano yun.
Dun sa medyo simula pa lang, there were some long takes where I was like, when you're making a film about making films, hindi pwedeng hindi ka magpasikat as a director. And for an action comedy, I thought they did a good job with the comedy.
Mm.
It just felt kind of choppy in the first act of the movie. It seemed like it was deliberately holding itself back when it could have been frantic and unrelenting all throughout. But then again, they had to insert the feelings part because that's the heart of it all. Okay naman yung naging effect. One moment, Ryan Gosling almost dies. Then next, he's having a heart-to-heart with Emily Blunt. Natawa ako dun sa split screen eh.
Yeah.
Eventually, it didn't take too long for them to embrace the action in action comedy. Syempre, there were some big stunts. There were explosions. There were expensive set pieces. Oo. The plot wouldn't really blow your mind, but it's far from a mindless flick.
Mm.
I love their meta take on the modern Hollywood blockbuster. And at the center of it, the unsung heroes, as they say, the stunt performers, the people who take the hits for our entertainment.
Ano bang qualifications para maging stuntman? Yung hindi ka inaatake sa puso, ganon? Yung
oo,
like super healthy ka?
And alam mo kung paano ka hindi masasaktan seriously. Hindi ka dapat may injure.
Hindi yung masochist ka lang.
Hindi.
Hindi ko alam.
There's a proper way to fall.
Oh.
Hindi pwedeng mai-injure ka kasi you won't be able to do it again.
So paano yun ina-assess? Tatapon ka.
They're professionals. They train
nga, like,
for it.
Like, there's a stunt school?
I don't know. Probably. Oh, pero alam mo, bago tayo magtapos, I have one last movie that I want to tell you about. Kasi if you noticed, I think The Fall Guy had one slow-mo shot, maybe two. Napanood ko na rin kasi
yun. Oh no! I know what you're gonna say. Buti na lang di mo ko niyaya.
Rebel Moon, Part 2. The Scar Giver. From Visionary director Zack Snyder. See what I did there?
Yeah.
It's the sequel to Rebel Moon Part 1, A Child of Fire. I took the hit, so you didn't have to.
Thank you.
Alam ko namang hindi ka na interesado eh.
Ano? Is it any better than the first?
Gusto ko lang sabihin sa'yo, pati yung nag-harvest sila ng wheat, meron din slow-mo.
Oh my gosh, ma-high blood na naman ako.
Parang slideshow na nga yung movie. Diba? Na-introduce na lahat ng character sa first movie.
Yeah.
I think I said previously that part 1 was an incomplete movie kasi dun nila in-introduce lahat ng characters.
Tapos-tapos na.
Oo. With that out of the way, you would think that they can get to the meat of things with part 2.
Mm-hmm.
But ang dami pa rin exposition. Ang dami pa rin kwento.
Okay.
Tapos ang daming moments na ang labo. And the story is definitely not over yet.
So may part 3?
Even beyond part 3 pa nga siguro eh.
Ah.
Hindi ko lang alam kung matutuloy. For the $166 million that Netflix spent on the two movies, I wonder if they consider the 4 hours or so of Rebel Moon so far as sulit content. I'm really curious how the board meetings are going on over there at Netflix.
So, anong plus nito? Is it a visual spectacle?
Well, I would say definitely. Pero, alam mo yun, they must have believed in Zack Snyder for this project to be greenlit.
Okay.
And on a positive note, the movies will have a beautiful art book. The Art of Rebel Moon. Now, I'm going to do a complete 180. This is why critics suck. I'm talking about critics like us, whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not. The 10-year-old me would have found Rebel Moon really cool.
Okay.
The spaceships, the laser guns, the not lightsabers. I would have been in awe. Kaya minsan, I wish we can go back to just watching movies like a 10-year-old.
Aww.
Minsan, iniisip ko din yun eh.
Pero if you compare with Star Wars, napanood mo nung 10 years old ka, and let's say napanood mo rin to at the same time, mas magugustuhan mo yung Rebel Moon, you would say. Kasi syempre,
better
graphics. Are
you seriously
graphics.
Asking me that?
No, because you were saying
the
ships were cool.
It's better. I'm just saying that the kid me would have thought that
it was
cool.
I mean, wala kang pakialam sa story. Yun yung question ko exactly. Which of the two would you have liked better?
Hindi sa wala akong pakialam sa story. Pero kung ikikriticize mo lang yung story, I know there are anime na, alam mo yun, di naman nalalayo dito yung story.
Okay.
It's just that, alam mo yun, simpler times. And that's a recent binge.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.